suppose Tina and Mal have it.
Okay, Melvin, let's suppose you had area of the country, let's say Central America, and between, you wanted to connect the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, and you needed to dig something through this
canal.
To get the land to connect these two bays away. What would you call that?
Canal.
Okay. Would you ever call what you've called a drainage ditch, would you ever call that a canal?
Well, I guess it could be on a small scale, but I wouldn't think so unless it had more water to be moved than what we have in this section. I guess irrigation ditches could be called canals.
You ought to talk about some bodies of water.
Well, I guess it could be on a small scale.
What do you call...
had more water to be.
Shallow arm of the sea. Let's suppose you've got a very deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or a field that's maybe 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call that?
Bay?
Cut by water?
Uh-huh, it's been cut by water. A deep, narrow valley.
I suppose it'd just be a wash, possibly.
If there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut a channel across a road or a field.
Cut by what?
No, not a stream that cut this, but just rain valley.
I suppose it'd just be a wash, possibly.
Oh. I guess it'd just be washing your rainwater or your excess water washing either way.
Okay. Tell me what you normally call a small stream of water.
Well, a small stream of water in this section would be something that would run something like 2 or 3 inches the year round. Just a branch.
A branch, okay. Do you have any other names for different...
Well, a small stream of water in this section
would be
We go from your little branches to your creeks and to the rivers.
Just a branch.
Okay.
Do
you have any if you've got something real large there, it would be a river.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about them being famous now. We have the Flint River as the closest river, and then we have Chattahoochee back west of us. And then we have Elk Muggy at Macon.
Creeks,
we have Pigeon Creek, and we have Cane Creek, and we have Big Liza Creek, and Liza Creek, and Red Oak Creek, and White Oak Creek, and that's about all I can think of right close by.
What do you call a small, very small rise in land?
Just a
Red Oak.
Just a little hill?
Do you call anything, if it's a little bit larger than that, do you call
well,
it a hill?
Well, still a hill. Now, maybe you'd say a little knoll or something like that, but for a smaller place,
well, what
a hill.
What would be the difference between the size? Knoll would be smaller?
The smallest,
a little hill.
And would you call anything a little larger than a hill, something different?
Still a hill. Now, you may